Hey everybody, and welcome back to the In Spirit Flow podcast, where we deep dive into topics that business owners and entrepreneurs need in order to amplify and carry out their God-given purpose so they can live a life they truly love. I'm your host, Bree, and I am so excited to help you design your dream life and maximize your gifts that you were born to share with the world. I want to talk to you about establishing your philosophy on life. Now, this is something I've been working on for a long time. Okay, so don't feel like you're just going to understand this concept right off the bat. But when it comes to a philosophy of life, it's important that you get this stuff right, or you're going to be bouncing around a lot. You will try something new and be disappointed, and try something new and be disappointed again. You're going to feel like if this is what being in alignment looks like, you're zigzagging all over the place, right? So we don't want that for you. And one of the easiest ways to do this is to just take note of your values and your philosophy of what a happy, successful life might look like for you. So what I want you to do is get a piece of paper and a pen, and I want you to just jot down, how many hours a week of work would I really like to be doing if I could maximize my time and make more out of it? Okay, so we're thinking hypothetical. We have to break those patterns of thinking time directly correlates to money. Okay, I'm going to give you an example on this. My service-based business is in the pet industry. And if you didn't know this about me, I used to be a dog groomer for about 4 years. I worked in a few different grooming shops. And I love dogs. Dogs are the greatest. But I started to not love grooming so much. It is very excruciating, and I started to get some back problems that came with that are going to follow me for life. So I realized I kind of needed to shift out of that industry. And I also knew that my brain power had so much more that I wanted to do. And so while I love grooming, I need to move on, right? I opened a service-based business for dogs to get their nails done at home in a stress-free environment. Now, this is really focusing on keeping it stress-free. It's a unique thing that's not often seen in the market in most cities, especially was not offered in my city where I started. So anyway, got this going, and I realized I cannot price my skill, which is, you know, there's really a lot involved with it. It's knowing exactly how far to go down on the nail so that you never hurt the dog or make them bleed. It is knowing how to handle the dog in a way that is lower stress and more comforting and supportive, and knowing how to speak to the dog and knowing how to speak to the owner as well. And just knowing the safety precautions and working quickly comes from experience, right? I'm very fast at it because I've done it thousands of times, literally. So why would you discount your specialty because you're faster at it? That means, you know, have you ever heard the Pablo Picasso story? I'll probably get this butchered, but basically someone sees him in a coffee shop and they ask, could you do a quick doodle for me? And so he does, and it takes him just a quick minute to show this really picturesque scene. And they say, thank you so much, how much do I owe you? He tells them $100,000, okay? They freak out. They say, what? It just took you 30 seconds to draw that. How on earth could you price it at $100,000? And he says, it took me 30 years to learn how to do that in 30 seconds. His expertise is worth something. So my point there is, I just want to break those habits in your mind that time must equal money. Not necessarily true. Sometimes you've really got to factor in those years and years of experience, or the money you've invested to learn this information. What kind of coaches have you invested in, or programs that have taught you this valuable knowledge? That is worth something, and you're passing it along. So don't discredit your time. When you're thinking, how many hours do I want to work in a day, try not to equivalent it with time. okay? I want you to really think of your energy levels. My brain goes back to the book I referenced in another podcast called The Power of Moments. If you know that you are really great at working in the morning, but you want to be done, you want to have the afternoons off, well, maybe you just want to work 2 to 4 hours a day in your business and spend that other time elsewhere. So get that narrowed down. Put a numerical number on how many hours a day do I want to work, okay? Don't ask yourself how that's possible yet. Just put it down. All right, next. Are you at a brick and mortar place? Are you literally physically there every single day? Or do you work remote? Or do you want to work online? You know, what is your whole philosophy of life? And hopefully you're not at a place where you're not where you want to be right now. Let's say you open brick and mortar and now you realize you wish you would have done online so you could travel the world. That's okay. Now it would be a good time. We could entertain the topic of hiring management or someone else, or even selling the business if your heart's not in it. Most of you have this, but maybe you want to feel fulfilled in your business. Sometimes that's getting a little bit more clear on your messaging and your dream client, as well as, you know, what is your role in the business? Are you doing stuff you absolutely despise every single day? Or are you doing what you love that lights you up and gives you purpose? So maybe you just need to shift things around a little bit to really live that purpose out a little bit better. What does that look like for you? Okay, see where I'm going with this? What is your philosophy on life? Because it's going to be different for everyone. You also want to think about your boundaries. I want you thinking of time off, days off. I want to be done by working at this time. I want to not have clients or employees pestering me outside of my set boundaries. All of these things could be established and then just implemented, and you're gonna feel the weight off your shoulders. You know that you're not available and being pulled in so many different directions when you lay down the law with your boundaries. And, you know, for me, I wanna always have a strategy in place. I wanna always have new goals that I'm working towards, basically a growth mindset. So that's part of my philosophy on life. So then, you know, it's, what do I do to cultivate that constantly? Well, you would be reading. You'd be listening to podcasts. You might invest in a coach, things like that. So take time to develop your philosophy on life and then think of all the ways that you could start putting your life back into alignment with that philosophy. Because that philosophy is basically just your recipe for happiness, at least to the best of your ability and knowledge right now. So it's really important that you get specific on that. Give that a whirl, because you may then adapt your philosophy. You may learn that, oh, I thought I wanted this, but in fact, I do not want that. I don't really like how that looks. And sometimes you just have to walk a mile in some new shoes to learn that it's actually not a good fit for you. But by establishing clear dimensions on that philosophy of life, you are going to use that a little bit as a compass of, you know, does this new project fit into my compass of life, or should I maybe outsource that, so to speak? Hopefully I'm not losing you there. I just think that sometimes we get ourselves wrapped up or guilt ourselves into doing things that need to be done and maybe we're capable of doing, but it really brings our energy down, which overall brings our productivity down, because we really need to make sure we're running a schedule that we love and we're respecting a schedule that we love, and we have time for our family and other things outside of work, because it's not all about that. So by establishing that philosophy on life, you'll be able to create more time for yourself later. So I want to make sure that you know that we have an upcoming workshop that is going to be going over topics like this and so much more. It is called the ACE the Small Business Basics Workshop. This is for the small business owner who wants to grow and scale and really make sure they have those foundational blocks in place to do so. This is going to protect your future longevity in business, and it's really just everything you need to know to maintain success. And so you might find that there's some things that you should be doing that you aren't doing, but just by implementing these small ideas, you can actually watch your business grow. So this is a good starting point for anyone who's been in business for at least a couple of years. They know some things that work, some things that don't, but they're not really predictably growing and scaling their business, and they're not really sure how they could be managing their time better or doing things differently in a more effective way. So we're going to be going over all that in this complimentary workshop for 5 days, 1 hour a day. You're going to get all of me and then access to answering your questions one-on-one. We're going to be live, so make sure you come prepared, take some notes, and I hope you get the most out of it. And then, of course, I will be introducing a way to work with me in a six-month program that's going to be everything in even deeper depth and even more than you could imagine. And I will be showing you the syllabus on that soon. So thank you guys so much for being here. Make sure you follow, subscribe, leave a review. Come on over into the free group, Small Business Women Fueled by Faith. I want to see you over there because that is where I really get to connect with you. You might hear from me, and I just want to know, how can I serve you? I want to make it all about you, as you should be making your business all about your clients. I want to know what you need help with so I can create the material for you. Put out a workshop, put out a podcast, whatever it may be, I'm here to help you. So utilize it. Come on over in the Small Business Women Fueled by Faith Facebook group. Make sure you get registered for the workshop once it is live, going to be advertised in September, and it starts on September 18th. We will have a replay available, but not for long. So make sure you can be there live if at all possible. All right, I would love if you could leave a review, share this with your friends in business, but until next time, we'll see you later.